NASA is learning lots of new things about Mercury. Australia settles on Romeo naval combat helicopters. And Boeing's Phantom Eye is readied for its first flight. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, June 21st, 2011. NASA reports that after nearly 3 months in orbit around Mercury, MESSENGER's payload is providing a wealth of new information about the planet closest to the Sun, as well as a few surprises. The spacecraft entered orbit around Mercury on March 18th, becoming the first spacecraft ever to do so, and has spent the time since mapping, measuring chemical compositions, and detecting electromagnetic emissions. Among the revelations so far are substantial amounts of sulfur at Mercury's surface, lending support to prior suggestions from ground-based telescope spectral observations that sulfide minerals are present. Despite the intense heat on the planet's surface, MESSENGER has taken measurements that show permanently shadowed areas of the surface may be cool enough to allow the presence of water ice. There are also repeating bursts of energetic particles in Mercury's magnetosphere being detected at regular intervals. Principal Investigator Sean Solomon of the Carnegie Institution of Washington observes, quote, "We are assembling a global overview of the nature and workings of Mercury for the first time, and many of our earlier ideas are being cast aside. Our primary mission has another 3 Mercury years to run, and we can expect more surprises as our solar system's innermost planet reveals its long-held secrets," unquote. Australian Minister for Defence Stephen Smith and Minister for Defence Materiel Jason Clare say the Australian government has approved acquisition of 24 MH-60R Seahawk Romeo naval combat helicopters at a cost of over $3 billion. The 2009 defense white paper committed the government to equipping naval warships with a new combat helicopter capable of conducting a range of maritime missions, with advanced anti-submarine warfare capabilities and the ability to fire air-to-surface missiles. The new helicopters will replace the Navy's current combat helicopter capability provided by 16 Seahawk S-70B2 helicopters, and will also provide the air-to-surface strike capability, which was to have been provided by the cancelled SeaSprite program. The Australian government has chosen the Romeo helicopter after evaluating value, program risk, and interoperability with U.S. forces. The U.S. Navy is flying about 100 Romeos, which have logged 90,000 hours. The helicopters are largely military off-the-shelf built by Sikorsky and Lockheed Martin and will be purchased through the U.S. Navy. The Boeing Phantom Eye high-altitude, long-endurance unmanned aircraft completed 12 days of ground vibration and structural mode interaction tests this month at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Phantom Eye is being prepared for its first flight, scheduled for later this summer. The craft's 2 hydrogen fuel tanks also were successfully filled with nitrogen to test fueling procedures and the aircraft's full fuel weight configuration. Phantom Eye has a 150-foot wingspan and is powered by 2 2.3-liter four-cylinder hydrogen engines that each provide 150 horsepower. It's designed to fly at 65,000 feet for up to 4 days, perform intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions, and serve as a communications relay. ANN has learned that world record-holding balloon pilot Edward Chapman was seriously injured last Thursday evening during a landing attempt just southwest of Minneapolis. 4 other people on board were slightly injured. The balloon went down just before 9 p.m. local time in Lexington Township. Chapman's company, Balloon Ascensions Unlimited, owns the aircraft. Chapman was attempting the landing due to increasing winds in the onset of darkness, according to the Lesueur County Sheriff's Office. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports a wind gust caused the balloon to strike a ditch, and Chapman was thrown from the basket. He reportedly suffered a head injury, cracked vertebrae, and other cuts and bruises as he was dragged across the pavement, possibly entangled in the balloon's lines. The paper said the balloon continued about 350 yards across a field before eventually coming to a stop. Chapman was treated at North Memorial Hospital and was most recently reported to be in fair condition. Up next on ANN, pilots at American Airlines will carry iPads as EFBs. Canadian North pilots ratify a new contract. And is boredom at an empty airport really a criminal offense? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm Paul Platt. APA, the Allied Pilots Association, announced on Thursday that American Airlines has begun final testing of Apple iPad tablet computers equipped with electronic charting functionality. First Officer Hank Putick, a member of the APA Safety Committee who has led the union's efforts to develop and deploy EFBs, proclaimed proudly, quote, "American Airlines has now become the first to deploy iPads with an electronic charting solution. By eliminating bulky flight bags filled with paper, EFBs mean less weight for pilots to carry, reducing the possibility of injury on duty. They enable pilots to immediately download updates rather than waiting for paper versions of required documents to be printed and distributed," unquote. Electronic charting provides a pilot with a digital image of his flight route. The final testing phase is a prelude to FAA approval of the devices to serve as Class 1 electronic flight bags during all phases of flight. ILFC, International Lease Finance Corporation, which is owned by AIG, announced on Thursday it's entered into 114 lease commitments so far in 2011. CEO Henri Couperin commented, quote, "ILFC's focus today is on expanding our customer relationships around the world, and our lease activity is responding positively. Airlines are acknowledging ILFC's financial strength and the appeal of our portfolio and order book," unquote. Other 2011 year-to-date highlights for the company include orders for 100 Airbus A320neo family aircraft and 33 Boeing 737-800s, a secured term loan facility for $1.5 billion with 16 banks worldwide, the raising of $2.25 billion in unsecured public debt, and completed or planned expansion in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and the Asia-Pacific region. Pilots for CNP, Canadian North, have ratified a contract agreement, with nearly 80% of those voting approving the deal. In a news release, the Airline Pilots Association says the agreement reflects advances in employment protection for long-term job stability, increases in per diem and pay rate, and quality of life improvements. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak commented, quote, "I want to congratulate the Canadian North flight crew members for demonstrating an unwavering dedication toward accomplishing their contract goals," unquote. Earlier this year, ALPA's executive board ratified a merger with Canadian North Pilots Association, making Canadian North the ninth pilot group in Canada to join ALPA. The merger became effective May 1st. In addition to ALPA's U.S. pilot groups, the pilots of Canadian North join Air Transat, Bearskin Airlines, Calm Air, CanJet, First Air, Jazz, Kelowna Flightcraft, and Wasaya Airways in choosing ALPA representation. The CNP group had been in negotiations with management for 2 years before this deal was struck. And finally today, a couple of guys whose flight was canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth recently found some unorthodox ways to keep themselves amused, and it was all caught on airport security cams. The video, posted to the Vimeo website, shows Joe Ayala and Larry Chen racing wheelchairs, entering the kitchen of a restaurant, and generally cutting up in a nearly empty terminal at DFW. The local CBS affiliate, KTVT, reports on its blog that while security experts note the pair were ticketed passengers and had been through security, at least one humorless airport board member, Betty Culbreth, says it sends a bad message. Quote, "It gives the perception that the airport is sitting out there unguarded," unquote. Airport management is still trying to decide whether to file charges against the two. A spokesman said the video does raise security questions and that's being investigated. I'm not sure what to take from this story. Airport management either needs to address the needs of stranded passengers with too much time on their hands, or address the needs of worrywart board members with too much time on their hands. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.